This is Triple R Midday News with Michael Zabrecki
and Imogen Basito.
Attorney General George Brandis and Solicitor General Justin Gleeson face a Senate inquiry today over a legal standoff. Senator Brandis will answer allegations he misled Parliament by failing to consult with Mr. Gleeson about a number of contentious legislative issues. Labor forced a Senate inquiry into the matter following a week-long dispute surrounding Senator Brandis' push to restrict access to the Solicitor General's office.
The Victorian government is launching a new health watchdog to improve patient safety and increase transparency in hospital practices. Safer Care Victoria will be operational by January and comes in response to a damning report into the deaths of several babies at the Jeriwa Health Service in Bacchus Marsh. Geriatrician and patient safety expert Professor Ibrahim has welcomed the move but says the culture within Victoria needs to be one where health workers feel safe to raise concerns. He says the focus of the watchdog must be on system improvement rather than punitive measures.
I think the biggest challenge here for a watchdog on safer care is to ensure that the patients, the community and the health professionals all have confidence in how they deal with any issues that come up.
The Thai government has set a one-year mourning period following the death of King Bhumibol Adulyadej. The world's longest reigning monarch died after a long illness aged 88. Springvale's Wat Damaranse Thai Buddhist Temple spokesperson Sivrapron Crabtree says it's devastating news.
He's the one who beloved all by all in Thailand. He's the great king of Thailand. After the king has passed away, we have to do according to the Thai culture.
Travellers are being urged to dress appropriately as Thailand grieves.
American singer-songwriter Bob Dylan has won the 2016 Nobel Prize for Literature, making him the first musician to win the prestigious award. The 75-year-old icon won the prize for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition.
Scientists have located an Aboriginal site in Victoria which may be the oldest astronomical observatory in the world. The wordy Yu-Ong stone arrangement could be more than 11,000 years old and provide greater insight into the origins of agriculture. Indigenous astronomy researcher Dwayne Hamaker says the site is an incredible discovery.
Well, my group and other academics have been working with the elders for 20 years at this site. I think the main thing with this stone arrangement and the site around it is that it may lead us to answers about the questions we've had regarding the nature of Aboriginal culture in Victoria.
The World Health Organization is calling on governments to introduce a tax on sugary drinks. A leading public health expert at Melbourne University, Dr. Nathan Grills, says it's time for Australia to follow the lead of the UK and Mexico by introducing evidence-based policy to reduce sugar consumption. He says the sugar tax provides the greatest health benefits in low socioeconomic groups who are at high risk of obesity-related diseases.
In the supermarkets here, in terms of revenue, the most common product consumed is Coca-Cola after tobacco. So two leading killers in Australia, that they are the most commonly consumed product. And I think there's good evidence by making it a bit more expensive, only slightly, you decrease the consumption of potentially dangerous products.
The Australian Movie and Comic Expo are at the showgrounds this weekend, celebrating its 10th year. One of the highlights of the two-day event is a cosplay competition with a prize of $1,000 for visitors dressed as characters from comic books and graphic novels. Event director Scott Liston says the exhibition will include guest appearances from Star Trek and Game of Thrones actors.
Celebrity guest-wise, we've got a massive lineup, and actually just this week we've managed to secure Ray Fisher, who plays Cyborg in Batman Superman and the upcoming Justice League film. So he's going to be massive because this is the first event in the world that he's ever appeared at.
And in sport, Australia's favourite jockey, Michelle Payne, has made history again as the first female jockey to win the prestigious Don Award. Controversial Australian tennis player Nick Kyrgios has narrowly avoided suspension but has been fined heavily for unsportsmanlike conduct in Shanghai.
And now to Melbourne's weather. Sunny today, 22 degrees. Tomorrow, windy with late rain expected, 24. Sunday is windy again with showers and 22. This is Triple R Midday News with Michael Zabrecki
and Imogen Basito.